Off the Ball. GAA.
Who is the best player that you've played against?
David Clifford.
Sam Mulray.
Dermot Connolly probably. He's unbelievable. He's just unbelievable.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Scott Beamond on the return of Cleona Maloney to the Ireland fold. Details of the proposed Club World Cup and its impact on the Investec Champions Cup. And there's an O'Mahony among the latest confirmed departures from Munster. First up today, Ireland's women's head coach Scott Beamond says it was the right time for Cleona Maloney to return to the Ireland squad. The Exeter hooker has been in the international wilderness for 3 years, with the IRFU always adamant that it wasn't because of Maloney's criticism of then-director of rugby Anthony Eddy. Sarah Delaney is unlikely to be fit for this weekend's meeting with Wales in the Six Nations, and Beamond has been explaining how the rapprochement with Maloney came about.
Maloney comes for a reasonable while. I've been tracking how she's playing. We got to a point that we feel is the right time. We've got obviously carrying two hookers within the 36. We have two training panelist hookers who are relatively recent conversions to hookers. So just looking at performance, Sarah's picked up a little bit of a ding on her shoulder. So it's the right time to give her an opportunity. The conversation was very informal. Going past, I knew her. Known her for a good while. Previous role, came across her quite a lot. We kind of had sort of ongoing informal conversations. I've been in England. I've bumped into her across paths. She knew that she was just working hard on her own performance, and there'd be a point that we may look at or may not, and it's an opportunity to present itself. We base everything around her on-pitch performance. We feel this is the right time. We feel she can add to it. So she was pretty pleased to be able to say, yeah, I'll be up for coming in.
Co-captain Edel McMahon lives with Maloney and had a unique perspective on her return.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Like you say, I live with her, so I think I know her quite well. I've been privileged to play with her for a long time with Wasps and with Chiefs, so I just kind of know the standard that she lives by day to day, what she brings on the pitch. She slotted in very, very well, so been training well as well.
A first Club Rugby World Cup is likely to be held in 2028. According to The Guardian, 8 Champions Cup teams, 6 from Super Rugby and 2 more from Japan most likely, will compete in the inaugural tournament. Those 8 sides from the Champions Cup will be competing for the Club World Cup that year, with the knockout stage of the Champions Cup scrapped. The other 8 teams graduating from the pool phase that season will drop into a rejigged Challenge Cup. The first Club World Cup will be staged in the Northern Hemisphere, with subsequent editions played every 4 years. June is the likely landing spot for it. Munster have confirmed the departures of a trio of players today. 31-year-old scrum half Neil Cronin leaves just over 9 years after his debut appearance against Leinster. In the intervening time, he's made 39 appearances for the province, scoring 2 tries. His most recent appearance came in the opening week of this season's URC against the Sharks. Fullback Colm Hogan joined on a short-term deal in November, playing in the one-off games with Harlequins and Crusaders in February, but will also leave the province. And there is an O'Mahony leaving Munster today, but it's not Peter, at least not yet. Rather, it's Andrew O'Mahony, whose short-term deal is up. A former Ireland under-20 international, he signed a 2-month contract in February. But it continues a trend for Munster, who will see Orgie Snyman and Joey Carberry leave for pastures new, while Antoine Frisch appears destined for a return to France. Alan Quinlan discussed the Munster exodus on Off the Ball Breakfast.
I think there's also a need to look a bit deeper here and say the powers that be in Munster again need to kind of, you know, take some action here, because there's about 8 or 9 players leaving from Munster this year.
Who are the powers that be? The IRFU centrally?
No, I think for the player advisory board in Munster and stuff like that. And I'm sure, look, I'm sure that so the recruitment this year is Billy Burns and Dermot Kilgallen. I think you're always going to have injuries in every squad. The amount of injuries, if you list out particularly the forwards, and this is where we've talked about this all season for Munster. Dermot Barron, Ollie Yeager, Dave Kilcoyne, John Klein, John Ryan was gone through suspension, Roman Salanoa, Orgie Snyman, Finian Witchley, Edwin Adogbo. They've no second on the bench yesterday.
Yeah.
So Jack O'Donoghue and Ken Dellen are on the bench. Mark Donnelly, who's subtitled yesterday, as Alou said, playing for Gary Owen in the All-Ireland League, he's a young player who has promise, but you're going to Franklin's Garden as a big European game, and you know, Shea McCarthy is on the bench, a very good young player as well in the academy, but there's no depth there. You know, Andrew Conway retired this had to retire this year. Keith Earls retired after the World Cup. You know, the Frisch situation. Calvin Nash didn't play. Shane Daly didn't play. So I think it's very unfortunate in a sense that all these players are injured. Paddy Patterson is injured. Liam Coombs is injured. So they're decimated with the injuries. But I think, you know, they need to kind of, in a sense, kind of find... Anton Frisch thing is going to be disastrous for Munster, because the reality is he's going to go to France and you can't keep two non-Irish qualified centres. So every kind of which way they turn here, things are not working for him. And there is a fair bit of bad luck associated with all the injuries.
There's much more from Alan Quinlan on the latest edition of the Red 78, which you can catch elsewhere in this podcast feed. Ian Foster finally is to serve as head coach for a World 15 that will play France in Bilbao on June 22nd. The game will be played at the city's San Mamés Stadium at the same time when a sizable chunk of the French squad are likely to be involved in the top 14 semi-finals. Several Bayonne players like Maxime Machinot and Camille Lopez, and indeed prop Tavita Tatafu, should be part of the World 15 squad, along with former England internationals Billy and Mako Vunipola. Foster, meanwhile, is a coach in demand. According to reports, the ex-All Blacks boss is to join Japanese club Toyota Verblitz. The New Zealand Herald say that Foster will be reunited at the Verblitz with their director of rugby and ex-fellow All Blacks head coach Steve Hansen. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.